Joining me now is Maurice Sheehy from, who's the managing director indeed of jointhefleet.com. Hi, Maurice.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Great to chat to you. How are you keeping?
Yeah, brilliant. Thanks very much for having me on.
Great. No, it's a really interesting one because it's like, would it be too simplistic to call it sort of like Airbnb for cars?
No, that's pretty much spot on. So basically, we're going to be a vehicle rental platform for the public. So anyone who owns a vehicle can essentially put it on the platform. So it's going to be initially with cars and vans, but we're hoping to put motorhomes and motorbikes and mopeds on the platform as well going forward. So we're looking at the general population who have a vehicle that may be sitting in their house when they're in work, they're commuting to work, they're not using their car every day, they can potentially earn a bit of additional revenue while also solving the problem that is pretty big in rural Ireland. It's nearly impossible to rent a car at a convenient and affordable price. So that's an issue that we really want to solve nationwide. Not only this, like your typical car rental companies in Ireland tend to be around the large metropolitan areas, the cities. If we do want to rent from the country, I'm myself from Wicklow, so it can be quite difficult when I'm stuck. So this is just a problem we wanted to solve, basically.
Before we talk to the mechanics of it, from the business side of things, I mean, we know the spiralling cost of motor insurance is putting lots and lots of people off the road. Is it difficult to get the backing of an insurance company to cover the ramifications of this or the potential?
No, well, we have an agreement now in place with a large global insurer. And it's not going to affect anyone's current insurance premiums. Those people who do use the service to rent out the vehicle, the minute they take control of the vehicle and take it on the road, that's when our insurance will kick in. So there's no risk for the car owner, and the person who insures the car is fully covered then as well.
So if I declare to my insurance company that my vehicle is for only for personal use, I'm not invalidating that insurance then by getting some money through your company by someone else using it?
No, yeah, exactly. So it won't affect your insurance policy whatsoever. So your insurance will stay the same. And then when we use it, our insurance policy supersedes your insurance. So you're completely protected. And it won't raise anything on your policy.
And then these cars obviously already have to be, I mean, they have to be NCT'd, of course, and taxed, but would they also have to be insured as well by the owner?
Yeah. So they'll have to meet a certain set of criteria that our insurance company is actually setting out for us. So initially, we're going to have a 10-year maximum age per vehicle. That'll obviously, certain cars like classic cars or wedding cars, there'll be certain exceptions for them. But initially, 10-year age gap, your car must be taxed, must be NCT'd, has to be roadworthy. We want to ensure that the renter is getting a quality service here. So it's all about value and quality, good customer service, a good experience. It's more social, enjoyable experience than your typical rental companies. And it's accessible. It can be on every street in the whole country, whereas your typical car rental companies can't do that.
So who do you see the typical user of this service being? Someone who's obviously going to be taking a car? Because, of course, you know, from a car rental perspective, not that I can rent a car because I don't have a credit card, but anyway, if you go to if you fly into somewhere, they're at the airport or they might be in the centre of towns and what have you. So how are you sort of saying, right, my system is better than that?
So basically, the fact that we're everywhere, we will be across the nation. Firstly, that will give that sort of accessibility that other car rental companies can't do. We're going to appeal to the likes of tourists coming in, commuters who might not own a car but or live in the city and need the car for a weekend. They can just have that convenience to take it and go down the country. You might have family to come over for the weekend. You have a five-seater car. You might need a seven-seater. You can check out the app, click into Fleet, and then 100 metres down the road, you can see Joe Bloggs down the road has a seven-seater up to rent, and there you're shorted straight away. But that's a problem that you might come across.
Is it going to be hard to get people to sign up? Because, of course, you know, you have to compete with the car rental business because, you know, that's the market you're in. You're saying it's going to be like around about 50 quid a day. I presume that's for the lower end, but we'll use that as a base, okay? And then, obviously, the person who's making the car available has to get a cut of that. Is there enough of an incitement for me to sort of give my car up for 5 days, potentially for, I don't know, I don't want to put a price on it because it's your business, but you know, a couple of hundred quid a day or even less perhaps, you know?
I think there is. Like, at the end of the day, the beauty with this product is that the owner of the vehicle can set their own price. Uh-huh. So at the minute in Ireland, average car rental per day is actually €84. I know you can get some cracking deals out there, but on average, €84 is the daily rate across the country. So we are going to be recommending a price setting per, depending on the vehicle, the location, et cetera, that will be slightly below industry standard or industry average, so that our vehicles straight away will be of better value than that of the typical car rental companies. So obviously we are going to be competing directly with them. They're not going to take it lying down. Mm. We are going to be trying to take a nice chunk of their rental market. But also what we're doing here is we're creating a new marketplace for people to be able to rent vehicles and, you know, across the nation. So that's sort of, it's essentially a new marketplace nationwide also. So it's two separate sort of scenarios we're looking at. So we're obviously going to be targeting the tourists around the big metropolitan areas, around the airports, and also rural Ireland, bringing this across. We see now with the bus strikes. Like, imagine if I had got this up and running now, I think we'd be going pretty strong.
But the taxi industry is not going to love you too much either.
The what, sorry?
The taxi industry. The I know you're not competing directly with it, but there's only a certain size of a cake there, you know.
That's it, there is, yeah, but competition is healthy. Make everyone step up their game, we'll get a better service for the likes of us, individuals. So, yeah, they probably won't be happy. We will be looking at bringing in an hourly rate as well, so, yeah. but again, if they're not happy, that's
off a few you're off a few Christmas card lists. But, you know, I'm thinking, too, because of some of the laws we have in this country, you know, like, for instance, if you're not using your car much, you have to sign it off the road or else pay tax and insurance while it's sitting there. Whereas, theoretically, you know, maybe people could cover those costs if they don't use it in the summer particularly or in the winter by, you know, keeping it on the road, in inverted commas, and available for something like this.
Exactly, yeah. So rather than your car just sitting there depreciating in value and sort of costing you money, we can offset that price. And depending on location, depending on the quality of the user and the vehicle, you could actually make money. Like, you could earn enough money to maybe go on a holiday or pay your insurance for the year. So, like, there's a lot of potential there. I understand it's not going to be for everyone. But again, neither is Airbnb, but look at where they are now.
Yeah, indeed. And they've faced challenges from people they're competing with, and they're still going. Is this unheard of? I mean, is this a first in this current form?
It's a first in Ireland. Mm-hmm. There is similar models abroad. There's a large operator in Europe, and there's a large operator in the States. The way we're going to launch is we're launching first in Ireland. So it'll be the whole island of Ireland. And then we plan, after a six-month period, launching into the UK, Australia, New Zealand and South Africa. Mm. So looking at that sort of English-speaking countries.
And the other models, they are similar in that you pick it up perhaps theoretically from someone's house and leave it at the back of their house.
Yeah, very similar concept. Mm. But we just have improved on them, number one, and we're bringing in a lot of new innovation, hopefully in phase two, that none of the others will have.
And then presumably there's a rating system as well. So, you know, as people, sort of those who utilise this service, as their rating goes up, I might be more inclined them to let them have my bone shaker for a couple of days.
Yeah. So exactly, like, if you've got someone that has a one-star rating and some poor reviews, it's up to you. You don't have to let them rent out that vehicle. But again, if you get someone who has a five-star rating, great reviews, kept the car really clean, perfect when you came back to you, again, those sort of people are more likely to get the renter. Same with the car owner. If I pick up your car and it's not well looked after, you're probably not going to get much rentals. Mm. We will be setting standards. We will be setting recommendations for car owners and renters and etiquette, so people do have an enjoyable experience. This is meant to make life easier, not cause any problems.
It's interesting. I mean, even in Donegal alone, you've crunched the figures. 95,000 car drivers. So, you know, the potential for national, you're in an advantage in that, with if you get the sign-ups, you're launching with national coverage.
Exactly, yeah. So it's over 2.5 million people in Ireland have a driving licence. there's over 2.9 million cars on the road. So, like, there's opportunities there, and there is the numbers there to get people and vehicles onto the platform quite rapidly. We have been in discussions with enterprise clients, garages and stuff like that, about putting up unused stock that's just sitting in the forecourt. They're having a bit of troubleshooting the stock. Rather than just look at it sitting out there, the salesman can put it to use, earn a bit of extra revenue for their business. We've got a great response from those as well. So hopefully starting off, that will be one of the big key points for the vehicle owners.
Well, when do you see this launching in earnest, and when will people be able to sign up one way or other?
Yeah, well, you can actually pre-register now at jointhefleet.com. When you pre-register, you get a €50 free rental credit to use when we go live. And we go live on Android and iOS on the 30th of April.
Well, listen, I mean, it's a new business. It's great to see that we're, you know, trying new things in this country and thinking outside the box. And we wish you the very best of it. as I say, you know, you'll have to deal with all the other shenanigans going forward. But you seem to be up for that as well. I.e., you know, maybe upsetting people that you're competing with. But will I need a credit card to use your service?
You will indeed need a credit card.
Oh, well, that's no good then. I can't hire a car and now I can't use your Join the Fleet.
Well, if you've got a debit card, Visa debit card, you'll be great.
Oh, that'll do. That all right. Yeah. Nothing on it, but sure, we'll say nothing. I'm only messing. Listen, Morris, thanks so much. Best of luck.
No, thanks for
all right,
me
then.
On.
That's Morris Sheehy there.